Prediction fulfilled. At the very time specified, Turkey accepted the protection of the Allied powers of Europe and thus placed herself under the control of Christian nations. The event exactly fulfilled the prediction. See, multitudes were convinced of the principles of prophetic interpretation adopted by Miller and his associates. Men of learning and position united with Miller in preaching and publishing his views. From 1840 to 1844, the work rapidly extended. William Miller possessed strong mental powers, and he added to these the wisdom of heaven by connecting himself with the source of wisdom. He commanded respect wherever integrity and moral excellence were valued. With Christian humility, he was attentive and affable to all, ready to listen to others and weigh their arguments. He tested all theories by the Word of God, and his sound reasoning and knowledge of Scripture enabled him to refute error. Yet, as with earlier reformers, the truths he presented were not received by popular religious teachers. As these could not maintain their position by Scripture, they resorted to the doctrines of men, the traditions of the fathers. But the Word of God was the only testimony accepted by the preachers of the Advent truth. Ridicule and scoffing were employed on the part of opponents in maligning those who looked with joy for the return of their Lord and were striving to live holy lives and prepare others for His appearing. It was made to appear a sin to study the prophecies of the coming of Christ and the end of the world. Thus the popular ministry undermined faith in the Word of God. Their teaching made men infidels, and many took license to walk after ungodly lusts. Then the authors of the evil charged it all upon Adventists. While drawing crowded houses of intelligent hearers, Miller's name was seldom mentioned by the religious press except by ridicule or denunciation. The ungodly, emboldened by religious teachers, resorted to blasphemous witticisms on him and his work. The gray-headed man who had left a comfortable home to travel at his own expense to bear to the world the solemn warning of the judgment near was denounced as a fanatic.